This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Archbishop Desmond Tutu, the Nobel Peace Prize laureate and veteran of South Africa's struggle against white minority rule, died Sunday at the age of 90, the presidency said. His foundation announced his funeral has been set for January 1st. In 1984, the South African cleric and activist won the Nobel Peace Prize for his nonviolent opposition to apartheid. A decade later, he witnessed the end of that regime. Reaction continues from around the world. Former President Bill Clinton called Tutu's life a gift, while South African President Cyril Ramaphosa described him as a patriot without equal. Archbishop Tutu long and relentlessly challenged the status quo on issues like race, homosexuality, and religious doctrine. The Taliban dissolved Afghanistan's two election commissions, as well as the state ministries for peace and parliamentarian affairs, an official said Sunday. The deputy spokesperson for Afghanistan's Taliban-run government said the country's independent election commission and electoral complaint commission have been dissolved. He called them, quote, unnecessary institutes for the current situation in Afghanistan, end quote, and said if there is a need for the commissions in the future, the Taliban government can revive them. Safety concerns swelled Sunday and holiday travel headaches soared with thousands of flights canceled, events scrapped, and new Omicron cases mounting as people wrap up Christmas celebrations bruised by a resurgence COVID pandemic. Nearly 8,000 flights have been grounded and tens of thousands more delayed from Friday through Sunday, with multiple airlines acknowledging that Omicron spikes have prompted staffing shortages. Governments, including the United States, are scrambling to boost testing and vaccinations. This is VOA News. The international aid group Save the Children said two of its staffers were missing in a massacre in eastern Myanmar that left more than 30 people dead and burned in their vehicles. This after they were reportedly shot by government troops as they were fleeing combat. Photos of the aftermath of the Christmas Eve killings in Mosul village spread on social media in the country, fueling outrage against the military that took power in February after ousting the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. Save the Children said it was suspending operations in the region. Authorities in Congo urged churches, restaurants, and hotels to step up security Sunday, fearing more violence after a suicide bomber killed five people in eastern Congo. 13 others remained hospitalized after the Christmas Day blast. The town of Beni's mayor, where the attack occurred, warned owners of popular venues that they needed to add security guards with metal detectors because terrorists could strike again. Saturday's bloodshed dramatically deepened fears that Islamic extremism has taken hold in Beni, which already had suffered years of attacks by the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF. Burkina Faso's government declared 2 days of mourning starting Sunday after 41 people died in an attack by suspected jihadists in the troubled north. A government statement issued Saturday night said, quote, the search mission in the area of an ambush by armed terrorist groups has established a toll of 41 bodies. The president decrees national mourning of 48 hours, end quote. The government said the dead included members of an official self-defense force known as the Volunteers for the Defense of the Motherland, or VDP, set up to support the army. Two dams gave way in the northeastern Brazilian state of Bahia after weeks of heavy rains swamping already swollen local rivers and threatening flash floods, regional authorities said Sunday. One dam collapsed Saturday night, leading authorities to evacuate residents at risk downriver. The second gave way to rising water levels Sunday morning, bringing more alerts for residents to move to safer ground. There were no reports of deaths or injuries, though bridges and roads were damaged. A man armed with a crossbow who was arrested after attempting to break into Windsor Castle, where Queen Elizabeth was celebrating Christmas, is being held under the Mental Health Act, London's police said Sunday. The police said the 19-year-old from Southampton in southern England was stopped within moments of him entering the grounds of the castle on Christmas morning and did not break into any buildings. The arrested teenager used a rope ladder to scale a metal fence, according to the Mail on Sunday. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA.